It's time for Coach's Corner here on 1410 KGRN. It's time to talk Linville Sully cross country and wrap up the Hawks season with head coach Darren Arkema. And coach, state meet this past week, you were able to bring a freshman, Greenlee Smock. And guess what? She gets on the medal stand, finishes in 10th place, a very impressive race for her. I think she was hoping to get a medal. Top 15 was her goal. She not only got that, she got top 10. You got to be ecstatic. What was the key to her race, do you think, this past week?
Sure. Sometimes during different coaching seasons, you don't sleep well because you're not sure how things are going to turn out leading up to maybe a big meet or a big event. And it took me a little while to unwind on Saturday night, even though I got an extra hour of sleep just in the excitement of what she did Saturday afternoon. You know, all year long, there's kind of that innocence a little bit about her from the freshman standpoint, but yet almost a demeanor of I've been here and done this before and just an unrattled kind of phase. And she had never seen the Fort Dodge course, had never been to state cross country before, sort of try to prep her for all the things that was going to be going on the best I could. She showed up there and just was very calm again, very businesslike. If she had any nerves about her, you didn't see it before the race. And, yeah, you know, to say that I envisioned that good of a time and that well of a place, I thought she would have been battling right there for maybe the last 13, 14, 15 spots and didn't want to sell her short as to what she could do. But when you go and run a 40, 41, I believe, second PR, you went and ran extraordinary, and that's exactly what she did.
Well, she, of course, won the South Iowa Cedar League meet earlier this year. That was down in English Valleys. And then, you know, I saw her in Marshalltown at Regionals, and I think she was a little bit disappointed with her race there, but she got beat by Cheyenne Shaw. She still was, she qualified, you know, fairly handily into the state. But then she comes out and leaves her rivals behind and beats some others as well. And maybe I think she even exceeded her expectations at that course.
Yeah, you know, I think there was a little bit of disappointment at the Marsh meet. And again, trying to share with her a little bit too that, you know, hard to be disappointed in a fourth place finish and a state qualifying berth there. So don't hang your head and beat yourself up too much. But coming off of the previous week where she had beaten Cheyenne and having an opportunity again at the state qualifying meet to race her, but you know, really the two different courses. If you get to the English Valley course, it's very much what I call a roller coaster course. It's up and down. It's a lot of hill running. You get to Marshalltown and the hills are pretty subtle, a lot of flats. State certainly very flat, a couple little small hills out there in the back second mile, and so hard for me to distinguish really, you know, what course Greenlee runs the best on. Obviously, she had her best time at state, but that maybe has a lot to do with some adrenaline and just the competition that's helping push you to that. But she runs well on the hill courses. She runs well on the flat courses. She ran well at the beginning of the year when it was hot. She's run well when it was cold and blustery and wet. And so, again, pretty unfazed. And if there's a dent in the armor somewhere as to what where her weakness lies, I haven't found it or seen it yet.
Well, let's hope you never see it.
Yeah, right. Show that to me at all. No, that's fine.
Yeah, and she's very soft-spoken. You know, I interviewed her twice, and it was difficult to get some words out of her. But hopefully that will come in time, more confidence with that in time. But very impressive at the state tournament for her. Who were some of your other runners on the girls' side that really stood out for you this year?
Caitlin Alberts came through in a big way to finish the year. You know, you talk about disappointment, having been a state qualifier last year. Both our state qualifying meet, and I'll even say the state meet, you know, the time that Caitlin ran at Marshalltown, so the exact same course a year ago, wouldn't have even qualified her. I don't even know if it was in the top, you know, 18 or 19. She may have been in 20 or 21st place with that time if she had run what she did last year. So it wasn't that time wasn't even going to be fast enough to qualify her. this year. So, you know, some disappointment there, but really she still had her best race of the season. Really back-to-back, our conference meet for her to be fifth up there was a huge reason why. Those last two races of the year, we were close to beating Monty at conference. We were able to beat them. Then at the state qualifying meet a week later, certainly her development there. Megan Manzani had a little stretch there early in September, just starting to roll around and getting into pretty good shape, and battled an illness, kept her out of three races, but she came around and again, finished the year, maybe not as well as what she would like, and we can go back to probably those 10 days, 2 weeks in September that maybe kept her from where we were hoping. And I'll say the other freshman, Kinsley Tice, really came on. I think the adjustment to the 5K and the high school competition was looming large over her early in the year. It was a struggle immensely for her, and she finally just kind of broke through that mold and really raced the way she wanted to. Kendra Fixie, if you want to put maybe the big asterisk by her name, would be she not only beat Montezuma's sixth runner to break the tie to state qualified meet, she beat their fifth runner, and if she doesn't beat their fifth runner by one place, then there's no tie, and it's Montezuma sixth and then Volselli seventh. So certainly my two senior girls, Brittany Hansen and Abby Goober, didn't get a lot out of Abby this year coming off of an injury and then had a reoccurrence of the injury during the summertime, and finally convinced her that things were good enough and to get in the last three races. You know, she ran. Tough to say she was ultra competitive in those, but she ran, and I think was a key moment for her just to establish the fact that it's healed and you're ready to go through the wintertime and be ready for track. Brittany, a couple years ago, got done with cross country season. The very first day of basketball practice, a freak accident, you know, basically breaks her hip bone and goes through a long stretch of rehab there for her to be able to run a full season of cross country healthy. The time that she was able to do, have her best times of her career in her senior year, speaks large for the work that she's done. So all those ladies, a great season there, capped off again, I think, by Greenlee's accomplishment Saturday, but I think each of the girls can take a piece of Greenlee's accomplishments as some of their own, just as the work they do together as a team to push each other. They showed up the week of state, didn't let Greenlee run a single day of practice by herself, kept her company, was there on Saturday to cheer her on. So a great testament to their willingness to be a teammate all the way through the season.
Very good. And obviously some talent there. Hopefully they're also translate into some success on the track come spring. What about on the boys' side? What stood out there for you cross country wise?
They're young. You know, we graduate just two girls, but you know, when you only have seven, that takes a pretty good chunk of your girls' team out. We don't graduate anyone on the boys' side. Mason Jansen's our junior; he'll be a senior next year, and then a bunch of freshmen. And those guys should have their sights set on something really high for next fall. Trying to relay that message through all the rest of the winter and spring seasons, getting started with some good running in the summertime for next year, because they were 2 points, I believe, out of second place at the conference meet. They were 15 or 16 points behind Colfax, who I know was down a runner at our conference meet. But to convince them that, you know, they're good enough to contend to be conference champion as four freshmen and one junior, means that there's work to be done when we come back as a senior and a bunch of sophomores. So I think they would love to get some more guys to join them, build some depth in that team. James Groover obviously had a great freshman season. Was disappointed at the conference meet. He was disappointed. We were disappointed for him. He really thought the opportunity was there to be a conference champion, was leading the race for part of it. And Mason Moore from Sigourney, a really good runner, a state qualifying runner, took over and beat James, and James is disappointed with the runner-up finish, but I'm like, a second-place finish as a freshman boy is nothing to be too disappointed about, and you can set your sights now on redeeming yourself and being conference champion the next 3 years of your career. He was 25th or 26th, I think, the state qualifying meet. Again, to place that high, he may have had his sights set to be a state qualifier just like Greenlee. And that's good. I want those goals by the kids. They think they're good enough to do that. That's what we should be working towards. So convincing James that the miles need to be put in the summertime, gaining strength in the weight room. Look forward to seeing what he can do on the track. Gentry Walston really came on, had his best race of the year, broke through the 20-minute mark. Zach Morningstar and Evan Fixie, gosh, those guys, complete transformation. If you would have seen them the very first day of summer in the weight room and the very little amount of weight that they were able to move around or were confident moving around to what they were able to do and the miles that they were able to run through the season. Mason Jansen definitely is the leader of that group and the guy who can really help push them through to some good things next year as a senior.
Well, very good. So obviously there's some work to be done still on the boys' side, but a lot of talent there on the girls' side, led by Greenlee and her 10th place finish at state. So obviously some success this year for your cross-country team. Darren, really appreciate your time here on Coach's Corner. Thanks for sharing that with us. And have a great winter, and we'll see you come track season. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it. I'd be remiss if I didn't give a little bit of shout out. I know when you cover the track, our SICL track is always so well represented up there at the state track meet. But a shout out to Coach Thomas and Abby McConaughey from Colfax, and Coach Kip and Cheyenne and Elise and Montezuma Coach over there for making it to the state meet in cross country. And the top four girls at our conference were all state qualifiers, and so. Again, a testament to Caitlin. I'm like, you're fifth, and everybody that beat you was a state qualifier. That's saying something that you weren't in bad company there. You're in some of the best runners that our area has to offer. So a shout-out to those other schools and coaches for helping make our competition throughout the year really strong.
Very good. Darren Arkema, head coach for Linville Sully Cross Country, joins us here on Coach's Corner. It's brought to you by First State Bank on 1410 KGRN.